Mean Old Lion Media, where black and brown voices truly matter.
Hey guys, this is Russ, and this is the Overlook Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the disappearance of Jason Washington. Jason Washington is an African-American male missing from Columbia, Missouri. Jason is described as a loving family man. He and his wife had 8 children together, and at the time of their disappearance, their youngest was just 2 years old. Jason was last seen on the morning of October 15, 2022. He had a minor seizure that morning, and minor seizures weren't exactly new to Jason because he had started having them back in July that very same year. It's reported that at the time of his disappearance, he had already started taking medication for these seizures as they were starting to notice they were impacting his memory. Around 9:30 that morning that he disappeared, he spoke to his wife and informed her that he was going to have to drop the kids off at their older sibling's house as he was concerned that his health was going to worsen. And apparently it did just that. He got the children at their older sibling's house, but at 1:30 p.m., while at his stepson's house, he began to have another seizure, and he lost consciousness, but when he regained it, he no longer recognized who his stepson was. His wife was quoted by KOMU8 as saying her son kept trying to call his name, but he wasn't responding to him. It was very clear that he was confused, and it kind of seemed like he didn't know where he was. He left the home and was last seen walking near West Middle School on Clinkscale Road. He was even captured on video walking along this area, but even in the video, he looks confused. He looks like he was trying to figure out where he was supposed to be going. And that's the last known sighting that we have of Jason Washington. Now, here's the thing. Jason was not familiar with this area whatsoever. See, him and his family had just moved to Missouri from St. Louis earlier that month. Up until then, he had lived in St. Louis his entire life. The family had moved for a better life and better education for their children. But this was not an area he was familiar with, even before having a seizure. So him having that seizure, not being able to recognize his stepson, and then going off into the street, it left many people worried that he didn't know where he was. His wife began posting about his disappearance on apps like Nextdoor and putting out flyers. It's reported that when she got tips from people thinking that they just might have saw him, someone might have looked like him, she would rush out there even if she wasn't sure exactly where she was going. But unfortunately, they still haven't found him. And this was a major loss for the family. There's a couple different articles posted last year of the family hoping to find him before Thanksgiving and then hoping to find him before Christmas. He was such a huge part of his children's life, and they don't know where their dad is. And unfortunately, since Jason left, the family has experienced more heartache and tragedy. There was a fire at the Columbia Square Apartments where the family was staying on December 14, 2022. 2 children of the family died. 4-year-old Tania Pate, Jason's granddaughter, and his 7-year-old daughter, Janisha Washington. According to a GoFundMe organized to help the family after the fire, there was a lot of people in the house, but everybody except for the 2 girls managed to escape. Apparently, they were on the 2nd floor and were scared to jump out of the 2nd story window. They were found in each other's arms. Now, it does appear the community came together to help donate to the family and gather some fundraising. In the GoFundMe, one of the updates stated a private donor had came for and paid for the young girl's funeral. And all this happened while they still were asking, where is Jason? Now, over time, it does appear that tips here and there have came in. In January, somebody reached out to the family to let them know they believed they saw someone that looked like Jason around the Missouri University Hospital. They said that this person was with a young white woman who looked to be homeless and was looking for cigarettes to pick up off the ground. They weren't quite sure if it was him, but they wanted to let the family know just in case. The family put out this tip on their Facebook page called Bring Jason Washington Home, where they post updates and ask for tips. Now in February of 2023, the Missouri Missing held a candlelight vigil for Jason just a few minutes away from where he was last seen. But that's the last update I could really find on the case. No one knows where Jason is, if he's still in the area or if he's wandered away. But what we do know is that he still has a family asking for him to return, still looking for him every day. And here's the thing. There's not a lot of theories with this case. This case has barely been wrote or talked about outside of Columbia, Missouri. So there's not a lot of theory. There's not a lot of follow-up. And you pretty much get the same general story no matter what article you read from or social media site that you try to check for updates. But the general consensus that I get is that people believe that he is out there and might be wandering around homeless, just confused of who he is and how he's gotten there. Again, he was having seizures and he needs his medication, which we're assuming he's been without for some time. And here's the thing, I've actually went over cases somewhat similar to this. I don't know if you guys remember, but back in season one, I believe it was episode 19, I did an episode on five missing people who were found years after they went missing. And one of those individuals was Monica Jenkins. And Monica went missing in 2002, but was found in 2010. Monica had suffered with some mental health ailments, and sometimes she would hear things or see things, or she would have different types of delusions, and she would go long periods of time without talking to her family. And usually they could find her within a couple days, couple weeks. But in 2002, it seemed like she just up and vanished and they could not find her. And they got very, very concerned because they knew when she got off medication, she didn't exactly process where she was or what she was doing in the way that she normally would. And she would have ideas and then befriend folks who family felt was a little sketchy. And when they didn't hear from her for years, they got so concerned. But here's the thing, Monica turned up years later at a facility where she was ward of the state. They didn't know who she was because Monica didn't know who she was, and her memory was so bad they couldn't get a lot of information out of her. She had actually been living at that facility for some time by the time her family found her. In fact, one of the reasons they found her was because they had a couple of people who they just could not figure out where these people came from, who they were, what was their story, if they had family looking for them. And someone did a deep dive and then realized that Monica was a missing person. Her family had been missing her for a while. And if I remember correctly, they were in fact in another completely different state. And that case kind of reminds me a little bit of this, where I am wondering if Jason simply just does not know where he is. If he is out wandering, but he no longer remembers that he is Jason, or he no longer knows why he is where he is or how he got there. And it continues to be a state of wandering until somebody finds him and recognizes him, and until he can get the help that he needs. That's just a theory, though. We don't know. What we do know is that his family still misses him and wants him home and is asking that we, the public, help. So I ask that you go to my Instagram and look at the pictures, Google his name, look up the case, see if you have seen him. You might be thinking, okay, this is Missouri. I don't live in Missouri. But again, like with the case of Monica Jenkins, she was found living in another state. Because a lot of times when people are homeless, they tend to be transient. Might not be exactly in the area we are. Does not mean that we can't repost their pictures. We can't pay attention to their flyers and look at the face and see if it just stands out to us. As of now, again, Jason's still missing. And we ask that if you believe you may have seen him or know about his whereabouts, to call the Columbia Police Department at 573-874-7652. You can also go to the Boone County, Missouri official website, click on the Sheriff's Department, and click on their anonymous tip forum to submit information if you want to remain anonymous. Now, that's all I have on this case. As always, I ask that you guys stay safe and you guys stay vigilant. And I have a new episode for you in about 2 weeks. Bye.
Mean Old Lion Media, where Black and Brown voices truly matter.